There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
I just ate at this new restaurant called Karma. So I just ate at this new restaurant called Karma. They don't have menus. They just give you what you deserve. Sometimes God doesn't give you what you think you want. Not because you don't deserve it, but because you deserve better. Every soul is different, with different part, with different fortune, with different past, with different sanskars. And this drama is so beautiful, perfect and just. Everyone is getting what one is deserved. This drama is full of justice. On the surface, it appears there are traces of injustice. But one who knows the entire drama would remain happy looking at every scene, because everything that is happening in this drama has got a deep meaning. Wherever you are, whichever circumstances you are in, the persons with whom you associate, everything is perfect. And suddenly if you go somewhere, it is not sudden. The karmic accounts pull. Once your account with a particular person is over, A and B, then B cannot anymore stay with A. They'll go. Accounts over. Staying together over. So, this is a very subtle machinery which is going on. You just can't say and get shocked. Baba often says nothing new. There is nothing in this world that should shock you. Everything is predestined and preordained. This drama is prefixed, pre-recorded. Things are unfolding gradually. Souls are moving here and there. Accounts is getting settled. Two persons come together and then they part ways. We say, oh, they were so good. Why they left each other. But that was good for both of them. And that's the drama. Things are changing. Things are uncertain. Uncertainty is the most certain thing in this drama. Or rather, is the only certain thing in this drama. Uncertainty. Everything is unpredictable. So you have to take things lightly. Not seriously. Husband says, I am going to commit suicide. I am fed up of you. Wife says, please carry back. He says, what for? She says, if at all, you change your decision, please carry potatoes while coming back. So if you want nothing to shock you and surprise you, you must learn to accept things as they are. And souls are different. Their paths are different. No two souls are similar. But one thing is similar in this Brahmin family. And that is, each one of us has got something higher, something highest, which nobody in this world has got. And every heart sings one song. What have I deserved? What have I done to deserve this? So this is a positive attitude, a feeling of gratitude. And when you fill yourself with such an attitude of gratitude, automatically, you're filled with positive energy. Otherwise, this world is filled with negativity. The poison is hidden in hearts and it comes out. The poison is hidden. It is just in search of opportunity, a chance, and it comes out. Dadi Janaki used to talk about 3 P's. What are they? Pure, positive, and 3 P's. Pure, positive, and powerful. That sums up spiritual life. When you lead a pure life, you are positive and you are powerful. We talk a lot about purity and we talk a lot about powerful, becoming powerful. But to remain positive, that has remained restricted to giving speeches. Stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. The effects of positive thinking. But let's go within this Brahmin family. Are we positive or filled up full of negativity? Positive thinking is somewhere lost. Somebody can give a very good speech on positive thinking, but are we positive? Am I thinking positively about things, persons, happenings, events, circumstances, situations, places, jobs, works, duties, sevas, or there is a hidden negativity within, a deep sense of dislike for somebody? So, if such a negativity is there, what is the method? The method is to churn positive thoughts. And the greatest positive thought is feeling of gratitude. What have I done to deserve this? Did I really deserve what I have got? This Brahmin life is such an elevated life and God has chosen me. This is a great fortune. Baba often says at Amrit Vela, churn your fortune. Make a list of your fortune. The moment you become Brahmin, you get fat. F-A-T, fat. What you get? Fat. Fortune, bhagya. Attainments, prapti, treasures, khazana. So the moment you are stamped as Brahmin, you become fat. What is that fat? You get fortune, bhagya. You get attainments, praptis. You get treasures, khazana. So Baba says often, churn. What are my fortunes? What are the attainments? What are the treasures that I have got? Rather than churning your imperfections, rather than churning what I don't have, churn what you already have. Spiritual life is about staying satisfied with whatever you have, wherever you are at this moment. It is not about doing something extraordinary, which nobody has done till now. It's about doing ordinary thing in an extraordinary manner. It's about, if you are washing utensils, wash them in an extraordinary manner. It's not about giving speeches in front of 1 lakh people. Hundreds and thousands are sitting and you are talking something flamboyant. It's not about that. It's not about giving bombastic speeches. It's about doing ordinary work with extraordinary consciousness. It's about sweeping floor, but as if you are a king. In your heart of heart, you know, who am I? There was a beggar, an orphan, an urchin on the street, tattered clothes, raised in poverty, parents died, living a footpath life. The king did not have any heir. So king was passing through that kingdom and he saw this kid and he said, let me adopt this child. And the king adopted that child. And the child, who was till now nobody, became everybody, became something. And he became prince. And later on, this prince became king. One day, this boy, this man, thought, let me go back and live that, relive that life of a beggar. And he wears clothes of a beggar with a begging bowl. He disguised himself as a beggar and goes in the streets and start begging to see how people behave with him. But even while he is doing this, in his heart of heart, he knows that I am king. Now this was an experiment. He is begging. He is beggar. But then he knows who he is. He is king. So that consciousness is so deep within. So no matter what work you are doing at present, always have the consciousness of who you are. You are God chosen, God selected, God elected souls. Who you are. Amritasya Putra. You are the children of immortality. You are the children of king, not beggars. Aye, dhamini divyanitastu, vedahamedam purusham mahantam, aditya varnam tamsa parastha. You are like that aditya, like that sun. So vibrant, so much radiant, dazzling light. Tamsa parastha. You defeat darkness. You are that effulgent light. You are that refulgent being. You are not ordinary. So always churn your greatness. It is not about ego. It's about self-esteem. It's about self-importance. We are not here to make ourselves fall down, but we are here to know who we are exactly. It is not about showing off. It is not about boasting. It is not about blowing one's own trumpet. It's about being what you are, natural, original, and pure, uncontaminated. So what I have deserved, what I have done to deserve this. So what is the list of your fortune? What is the list of your treasures? And what is the list of your attainments? So many attainments are there. The list is endless. First, Amritvela. The whole world is sleeping in slumber, in laziness. And you are awake. You are awake. You are celebrating a divine meeting with God. The whole world is lost in drowsiness and in coma. And what are you doing at Amritvela? Singing and dancing, feasting and enjoying. Is not this a fortune? But see that you don't miss this. See that you don't miss this. The deeper your sleep should go down naturally, without any attempts. And that can happen only and only when food goes down. More food, more sleep. Less food, less sleep. No food, no sleep. Why you feel drowsy? That is the intoxicating effect of food. You learn to live on something higher. There are two types of foods. Visible, invisible. Conventional, non-conventional. Physical, non-physical. Material, non-material. Gross, subtle. We know only one type of food. We have forgotten that there are so many other types of food. Alternatives, substitutes. So when you have that thought that I am not, I get my nourishment from other sources, not from this. I get all my nutrients from other sources. Then you are, with this mindset, you change your belief system deeply within you. We have been told that if you don't take this, you will die. This is the myth. But gradually you shift the consciousness that I survive by higher consciousness. Divine light, the superior light, the higher light is sustaining each and every one of my cells. My body is filled with cells and I derived all my nutrition from higher source. The deeper you churn this, the deeper you fill this in your heart, automatically your requirement for this goes away. So when food goes down, sleep goes down. And when sleep goes down, then only you can wake up at Amrit Vela. Otherwise, even if you wake up, it will be by force. Even if you wake up, it will be filled with sleepiness and drowsiness. Even if you wake up, the experience of soul consciousness would be very less. So Amrit Vela is the fortune. Second, Murli. Gyan, journey, new knowledge, new points. Maya makes you forget all the points of knowledge. Maya is a great temptress. Maya Mohini. She makes you forget the points of knowledge. That's why Baba said, keep on revising. Keep on reading. Keep on churning. Keep on thinking. Keep on cogitating. Go in silence. Go in solitude. Take one point and churn. And think. And contemplate. And reflect. And go within. And retrospect. And introspect. Such a beautiful knowledge. The greatest, the highest, the purest, the deepest, the most esoteric, the most philosophical. Third, food itself is the fortune. But with what consciousness you eat it, it matters. The purest food, if eaten with lower consciousness, doesn't give much effect. But the lowest food, even if eaten with higher consciousness, will have its effect. Karma Yoga, Seva. It's a great fortune that we have got this seva. We are making our fortunes, we are making the fortunes of others. Meditation, yoga is the fortune. This Brahmin family is the fortune. Because only when we come in contact with other souls, we get to know our shortcomings. Otherwise, everybody thinks that I am a peaceful soul. I am free from anger. But come and work with 10 people. And then you will know that you have that seed of anger hidden in you. You say that, okay, I do well with everybody. But stay in a room with 10 souls. Then you realize the conflict of sanskars. 10 people working together. And then only one's name is announced that he has worked very hard. You feel I also worked hard, but my name is not announced. So there is a seed of jealousy. There is a seed of dislike. Others are going in front of me. We are filled with complex, intricate emotions. We get to know ourselves only when we are in company, where we are in gathering. Alone, anybody can do, sit and do tapasya. So this Brahmin family helps us to know who you are. Helps you to know where you stand. This Brahmin family is in fact examiner of your Gyan and Yoga. Each one teaches you one. Each one is an examination paper. Blessings of God are the fortune. He is blessing every day. Relationships with Him is the fortune. Purity is the fortune which He has given us. This is the highest power in the world. The world is neck deep in impurity. You open any channel, you take up any newspaper, you take up any magazine, any literature, any novel, any worldly paraphernalia. Everything is smacking of impurity. There is a bad odor of impurity associated with everything of this world. Because every human being is body conscious. And a body conscious soul delights only in the pleasure and sensation and titillation and the gratification of the body. They don't know any other pleasure other than pleasures associated with body. They don't know something higher than body. Body is their everything. If you lose your beauty, you have no importance in the world. Physical beauty is of utmost importance. Body shaming. So you have got this treasure of purity, which is the highest. Treasure of Gyan, treasure of purity, treasure of contentment. Treasure of divine virtues, treasure of happiness. Look around and see, is there a single happy soul in this world? None. None is happy. Everyone is carrying truckload of unhappiness. Baba says this is the world of sin. This is the world of darkness, and I have come you to take towards the world of light. We are filled with that divine light. When the world is becoming more and more corrupt, we are becoming more and more uncorrupt. When the world is becoming more and more contaminated, we are engaged in the process to get rid of all the contamination and all the debris and all the garbage and all the rubbish and all the alloys. So rejoice, jump. What have I done to deserve this? Fill yourself with that sense of gratitude, that sense of thankfulness. Gratitude itself carries a positive energy. So when you are filled with positive energy, you gradually emit out that positive energy. Om Shanti.